Shas Shechita, you had a mind to do it for the people that had a bris milah, so the korban would be kosher. Al manash yischap ruboy arelim v'zrika. But you said v'shas Shechita, you had a mind that you want the kapara, in other words, v'shas zrika. Usually the kapara of the korban comes v'shas zrika. When you take the dam and put it on the mizbeach, that's the finishing touch of the kapara. So he's saying you want like the zrika to be mechaper for the people that are arelim. In other words, there are 10 people that own this korban pesach. 5 of them have a bris milah, 5 of them don't. So the shas shechita you thought for the 5 people that did have a bris milah. But you're saying our manasseh zrika should be for the 5 people that don't have the bris milah. It's what's the halacha? It's a machlokes. Rav Chisda Rama apostle, Rabbi Rama kosher. Rav Chisda says it's possible in such a case, and Rabbi says it's kosher. So Rashi, shochatu l'hachilo l'moylin minuyin. There are 5 people that had a bris milah that were mamana, they were appointed, they owned this korban. So the shechita was good. Avol yischapru boy bisrikosai arelim. But you had in mind that later when you do this rika, you want this rika to be a kapara for these other 5 people that are oral. Oy minuyin oy shenim minuyin. Whether they were appointed, whether they weren't appointed. It's the same shailah. Since you're thinking now b'shas shechita that this rika should be done only for the arelim. Is it such a paschal or not? So it's a machloikis. What's the machloikis told you? Rav Chisda, Omar Apostle, Chisda says it's possible now, Yesh mach sheva sarelim zrika. The shadow is, it is such a psul that you think that the zrika should be done for a person that doesn't have a bris milah, for oral. Is it such a machshov or not? Hey, special shechita, when you shech the animal, if you think then only for the people that don't have the bris milah, shechita the korban is possible. That's the machshov b'shas zrika. B'shas shechita. The shayla is, can you have the same machshava b'shas zrika? Does it pass on the korban or not? Rav Chisda says yes. Yes, machshava sarelim zrika. Even though only b'shas zrika you think it for the relim, still the korban is possible. Rabbi Rama kosher. Why? Ein machshava sarelim zrika. No, there's no such a machshava that passes if b'shas zrika you think in the zrika should help for the relim. As if you thought about this b'shas shechita, the shechita should be for the relim, then the korban is possible. But if you only think b'shas riko, then the korban is kosher. This is the machlokes Rabbi Rav Chisda. What's the machlokes Tolian? Omar Rabba, mino aminulo. So the chur Rabbi is saying the chiddush that even though b'shas shechita, if you think in mind to do the shechita for normal, the korban is possible. But if you have in mind that the zrika should be done for normal, then the korban is kosher. How does Rabbi know this? So more Omar Rabba, mino aminulo. The Tanya we learned like this. Yochel, I would think, Yisro b'nei chavura ha'boyin imoy, that if, let's say, we're saying 2 people were arelim, and the rest of the chavura, the rest of the 10 people are all ksherim, are all had a bris milah. So I would think that since 2 of them are arelim, they automatically pass through this korban. Hence, Yochel, I would think, Yisro b'nei chavura ha'boyin imoy. The Rashi says, Yochel, Yisro Rashi oral. If one person is an oral, b'nei chavura ha'boyin imoy, Shemnimnu all of Mulem Voral. On one Korban Pesach, you had a few people that had a bris milah. And let's say even only one person didn't have a bris milah. And why not? Voral Shemesi Ochiv Machmas Milah. We're not talking about a Russia. We're talking about somebody that Mitzara Din really doesn't have to have milah right now. Because his 2 brothers died, Bishas Milah. So it's a sakana for them to have a milah. He didn't have to have a milah. Still, he's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. V'shochat l'shem kulam yochel yisol. Because what's the case where you have in mind now, you're shechting the korban for all these 10 people. Some of them have a bris milah, some of them don't have a bris milah. So our Mishnah says in such a case the korban is kosher. This is only possible where you only think for the arelim. But if you think for both of them, it's kosher. So now we're explaining how do we know this. Yatanya, yochel I would think, yisol b'nei chabura b'nei moi. That no, if you think for both of them, if even b'shas shechita, you think for the people that have a milah, and for the people that don't have a milah, I would think the korban is possible, since you're thinking now for the people that are oral also. V'dinu, and really that's the svar, that's the way it should be. Hoyo v'orlo poiselis. By orlo, it's possible. If you think b'shas shechita only for a person that doesn't have a bris milah, the korban is possible. V'tumo poiselis. And the same thing by tumo. If you shecht amanas that somebody is tumme, he can't eat the korban at night. The korban is possible. So ma tumah, just like if you think for machshava somebody that's tumah, loy osa ba miksas tumah, kechol tumah, that if you think for some people that are tor and some people that are tomei, near the locker is the korban is kosher. Hey, for tumma pshita, it's only possible if you're only thinking for the tomedic person. But if you're thinking for mixas tomei, that means some of them are tor. Again, you have five people here that own this korban pesach. If five of them are tor, five of them could eat the meat at night, and five of them are tomei. So if you think b'shan shchita, you want this korban to be for all ten of them, the locher is kosher. Is a mela af orla. The same thing. If you have five people that don't have a bris mila and five people that do have a bris mila, should be the same halacha. Af orla loy also ba mixas orla kachol orla. If just some of them don't have a bris mila, but as long as you have somebody that does have a bris mila, the korban is kosher. It's only possible kachol orla. It's only possible if you're only thinking only for the people that don't have a bris mila. That's when it's possible. So that's one way of thinking, that Orla should be daima to the psula of Atami. Oy klachu derazu, or else maybe no, let's look at a different way to look at it. Hoyel vi Orla poiskelis. We'll soon see we have a posseg that Orla is posel. The Torah says he can't shecht it for an Orum. An Orla is not allowed to eat from the korban, so if you shecht it for him, the korban is no good.
What if you shecht it for an Orla and afterwards he has a person?
It wouldn't be good. Churbi told him, b'shashchit, you thought him, he wouldn't be good. He has to be good, b'shan shchita. The pasuk says later, Yekol ben necher lo yoichal boy. Anybody that's a ben necher doesn't have bris milah, he can't eat. Ochol orel lo yoichal boy. Any orel also can't eat from it. Yevachol orel lo yoichal boy. Anybody that's an orel is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. So this is one way to learn out. Because they could tell b'shan shchita. All the psukim we are talking about, this first post we had was b'shan shchita. We're saying all these machshavas are. What was the first posting? Of b'michtas nafajit v'yachle t'choysu al aser. B'shan shchita, you have to have these things. You have to be able to eat it, to be tor, and to be an oral. It's all totally b'shan shchita. That's the posting. Ishtu v'yachle t'choysu. Vaita, oi klacha derachzu. Hoyo v'orlo poiselis, uzman poisel. There's also machshava, or bid machshava of zman. Zman means that b'shan shchita you have in mind to eat the meat the wrong time. Let's say it was a korban shlomim. You're supposed to only eat it for 2 days. You have in mind to eat it after 3 days. Or else the zrika. You're only supposed to do the zrika today, b'yom. You have in mind now, b'shan shchita, I'm going to do the zrika tomorrow or tonight. So locha by zman is poisel. There's such a machshava from a pigul that's called the machshava's psul of zman. Now mazman, just like when you think to do the wrong thing the wrong time, also bo mixas zman kechol zman. Even if you only have a machshava to do one tzayis of the meat the wrong time. The moshel pigel is, you have a mind to do anything the wrong time. Either you have a mind to burn the fat the wrong time, you're supposed to burn it just today or tonight. You have a mind to burn it tomorrow. Even if you only think you're going to burn just one tzayis tomorrow. Hey, so I think b'shan shchita, I'm going to burn most of it today the way I'm supposed to. Just one kezayis worth of the fats, the emurim, I have in mind I'll burn tomorrow. The locher is a tzchal pigel. You see, by machsheves man, even though you only think on a little bit of the korban, the rest of the korban you think in the right way, still it's possible. So mixas man kechol zman. Just thinking a little bit of the zman, the whole korban becomes possible. Is maybe af orlo, the same thing when you think about a person that doesn't have a bris milah, also ba mixas orlo kechol orlo. Maybe here also, if you think for these 10 people, even though 5 of them have a bris milah, but since 5 of them don't have a bris milah, maybe that would also be possible. As maybe the psul orlo is doing it to the psul of zman. Like Rashi says, uzman poisum. Shochetu amanas lecholen menu kezayis chusta zmanoi. You had in mind b'shash shita, you can eat just one kezayis of the meat 3 days later. Is nasu kula pigul. The locker is the whole korban now has a psul pigul on it. Vainu mixas man, that's only called a mixas. Shlechishev elav kezayis emenu. You only had a mind now to eat just one kezayis of the animal. The rest of the kotchim you can eat the right time. In the pasuk says, chirsev imayochal yochal, v'tanya v'teros kanim, v'zvochim, koifas nech l'shmoye machshav olecha mizivchoy v'yoy mashlisha kosem adaber, v'oksev hecho yochal achilo b'kezayis. As long as you only think to eat one kezayis the third day, you make no korban possible. So that's the halacha of chusla zmanai, that even a mixa zman passes no korban. So Now we have a suffix. What about if you think the Shech, the Korban Pesach, Almanas, that just an oral should do it? That's possible. What about Almanas both? A mixas orum. Just, you have 10 people. Two of them are a Reilim. The other ones are all Ksherim. What's the locha? Maybe also it's possible. Just like Zman is possible to mixas. So that's how suffix. Is oral doima to the psul tomei, that's only the whole thing? Or is oral doima to the psul Zman, or even a mixas man, passes those things? Gemara says like this, Nira lemi doima. Let's look to which way it's more doima. Avad the svar is, donin dover sheinen noig b'chol hazvachim. Let's be noig, a halacha, that's not nagei to all the zvachim. Only to Korban Pesach. Mi dover sheinen noig b'chol hazvachim. To another halacha, that's only nagei to Korban Pesach. V'yal yachiyach, and don't teach me, we shouldn't announce from Zman, from the psulos man of Tigul, shenoi b'chol hazvachim. Because that's the psul by all kochim have a psul of tigul. Ma'ashenkein, that that you're thinking, m'shashchita, to shecht for the purpose of an oral, or to shecht for the person of a tomei, that's only possible by Korban Pesach. Because by all the korbonos, even if the bailam can't eat the meat, so what? The korban is still kosher. By all other korbonos, the ikar is the shchita and the zrika. So even though you're tomei, even though you're an oral, still you can make a shliach, someone to go into the base of Migdish, and he can be makarvitz for you. The only time it's possible is only by Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach, there the Yikah mitzvah is to be able to eat the meat at night. So if you're an oral, that you can't eat the meat, or else you're a tomatic person, you can't eat the meat at night, the lach is the korban is possible. So it's a svara to learn out the psul orla from the psul tomeya, that they're both negate the Korban Pesach. Lafuke zman is negate b'chol hakotchim. So therefore the svara is, that if you have 10 people on the korban, and 5 of them are an oral, 5 of them are gemaltim, and if you have in mind full 10, the korban should be kosher. That's one svarim. Oy klach l'derech zu? No, let's learn out differently. Let's learn out from Zman. Ataya donin dover shloihuta meklolein. The psul of orla never has a heter. Anytime you're an oral, you're not allowed to eat the karbonis. And hu adin chus l'zman my pigul, there's never a heter. You're never allowed to eat a karbon as pigul. So learn out these two things, orla, from pigul, rather than midover shloihuta meklolein, no, it's from a dover shloihuta meklolein. There's learn out orla from Tigul that is never a heter. But don't learn out from the psul tuma shehutra miklolom, because there are certain times tuma has a kalus to it. That betzibur, if you bring a carbon betzibur and the rogue tzibur is tumei, you can still bring the carbon. Whereas tuma has a heter. The makim there's a tzibur that everybody is tumei or rove is tumei. You're allowed to bring the carbon even betuma. So Mela, I don't know which way to learn out. Should I learn out Orla from Tuma, because they're both negated to Korban Pesach, or should I learn out Orla from Psul Azman, which they both don't have a heter, they never have a heter to it? So which way should I learn out? That's why I need a posik. Talmud Laima, the posik says, Zois. Shishan, the posik says in posik Mem Gimel, it says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe v'Aaron, Zois Chukas HaPosach. This is the Chukas HaPosach, Kol ben necher leyechaboy. A new halacha that any ben necher, someone that does not have bris milah, is not allowed to eat from this Korban Pesach. Kol ben necher leyechaboy. So tamulay mezois. The pasuk says zois. For the Gemara, my zois. What do I hear from the word zois? How does that teach me to say that the korban is kosher? Elam, if you want to tell me like this, the kula orla psula, that only if you have a machshava to shech the Korban Pesach only for the oral, that's when it's possible. Of a mixasa leipsulam. But if you have a mind for two categories, for people that have a bris milah and for the people that don't have a bris milah, then talk with kosher. How do you know this? For the Gemara, haimi v'chol oral nafka. This alone I know from the pasuk, another pasuk later. It says v'chol oral lo yoichol. It says loshin v'chol. Mashma, all of them have to be arelim. So what's the first pasuk of Zeus telling us? El lav hochiktoni. This is what it's telling us. Talmud Loina v'chol oral. That what? Kuloi orla psula. Miksasa loy psula. That's from the second pasuk here. V'chol oral lo yoichol. When is an oral posul? If you think in mind b'shash hitam, if you only think it only for the arelim. But once you're thinking for two categories, for people that have a bris milah and for arelim, then takrish kosher. If that's the pasuk v'chol oral, only kula orla posla. Only if you're only thinking for the orla, that's when it's posla. Or the nixasa le posla. If you're thinking for both of them, for the people that has the mila, and for the people that don't have the mila, then the korban is kosher. V'chitem, I'll tell you maybe, hu adin lezrika, maybe this machshava also applies to zrika, just like it applies by shchita. Because the whole parsha is talking about shchita. Maybe it also applies to zrika also. The kul orla mi apostla, that maybe if you think totally only for an oral, it's your pasul b'shazrikam tamu leima. That's why the first pasuk says zeis. What is zeis telling us? Zeis only this and nothing else. What it means this? It's a mir. Only this and not something else. Zeis. What does zeis mean? B'shchitahu the kul orla mi apostla. When do we say if you have in mind b'shazrikam only for the arelim it's pasul? Only if you did it b'shazrikam. Avul Zrika, but if you had in mind Vishas the Zrika, that you want the Zrika of the Korban Pesach to be done only for these people that are Arelim, is Alocha Afilu Kula Orla Namile Posla. Even if you have totally only in mind Vishas Zrika, only for the five people that are on Orla, don't have a Bris Mila, still we said Alocha is like Posla, it's kosher. This is Chan Rabba. Rabba Dashan is Poslik Zeus. Tell us here, Zeus, only this. Only b'shashchita is the psul of kol benechel yechaboy. Only b'shashchita is such a psul for an oral. If you have in mind b'shashchita only for the oral, that passes the korban. But if you have in mind b'shazrika, it doesn't pass the korban. That's the way Rabbi learns out his halachim. From this extra word, zeis. Zeis is a mi'at only here and not someplace else. What do you mean only here? A benechel can't eat the korban pesach. That means only b'shashchita and not b'shazrika. The chitayma, maybe you'll tell me like this. My kula d'zrika. Maybe you can ask the kasha, what's the kula of zrika? Why is zrika different? I'll tell you, the ain machsheves echlem zrika. Because who I did, just like we had before, there's a psul if you think b'shash chitam, that the people that can't eat the korban is for them, the korban is possible. However, b'shash zrika is no such psul. If you think b'shash zrika, that you want to make the zrika only for the chayla, for the person that can't eat, still the korban is kosher. So I see zrika is different by korban pesach. Not all the machshavas achal b'shaz zrika. So what then oral also? If you think b'shaz zrika that you want the zrika to be mechaper only for an oral, still the korban is kosher. Just like you find by shleil yoichlov, like Rashi says, v'chi taima my kulu the zrika. Come out the last time before the big loins. My kulu the zrika. The taima hay zeis hashchita koi. Why would I say it's only going on Shkita, not as Zrika? Ulamute Zrika? Hainu Kula, yes. I find by Korban Pesach, Zrika doesn't have so many machshavas that pass it. To lo yisravi machshavas oichlin. That's what we said at the beginning. If you have in mind b'shan Shkita, only for the people that can't eat the Korban as possible, it's only chal b'shan Shkita. Of Eitzel Zrika, there's no psul. Why? The Shkita gola barachmona. The Torah says clearly, and we had before, ishto fiyochla techoisu. You only have this psul shloim leichlov only b'shas techoisu b'shas shchita. Hilkach mistavro he now also by our machshav of orla the zeis the apostle kularelis ashchita koi for lav asrika the zeis mashpim yuta. Hey, that's pshat rabban. Zeis is telling me immediate only here b'shas shchita is there such a pasul that you think the shech l'shein. This is what Rabbah holds. For Rav Chizda, what does Rav Chizda say? Adar Rabbah. Rav Chizda holds just the opposite way. Lead the Chizda. I'm going to make the drush of these psukim just the opposite way. Talmud Leim of the Pasuk says, V'chol Orol. Hidashin's Kula Orla Posla Miksosalei Posla. That's true. That B'shash Shchita Koponim, if you have in mind to Shecht only for the Manasta Orol, then the Korban is Posla. If you have in mind for both of them, Orol and Mila, then it's kosher. Avul Zrika, the Chizda says, B'mashenke M'shah Zrika, Afilo Miksos Anami Posla. I'll tell you, even a Miksas, even if you think B'shah Zrika for both of them, for the people that have a Bris Mila, and for the people that don't, still by Zrika it's more common than it's possible. That's what Rav Chizda holds. The Chizda, maybe you'll tell me, who Adin L'Zrika? No. Zrika should have the same halacha, the Yad Yika Kula Orlo Le Posla. Maybe it's only possible if you have 100% machshava only for the Arelim. But when you have a machshava for both of them, maybe the Shas Rika should be kosher, just like it's kosher b'shas Shchito. Talmud Leimah, here's the post. The post says, Zois. It says here what Zois, Zois Chukas HaPesach. But we saw Dashin, Zois means Shchituhu to Miktsasa Leiposlam. Only by Shchitu do we have this Kula to say that. When is there a machshava if you think for the Oral, if you only think for the Reilim? But if you think for a Miktsas Oral and a Miktsas Gemalta, then it's kosher. But that's only b'shas Shchitu, Halt Rav Chizda. Avul Zrika, Mashenkin b'shas Rika, Afilu Miktsas Leiposlam. Even a Miktsas also passes. Hey, so b'shas Rika, you have a mind, you make a diskaporo for the Arelim and for the Gemalta, still it's possible. That's what Rav Chizda learns. The Chit Taimah may ask the question, why? Oh, my Churma does Rika. What's the Churma? Where do we find Rika is more Chomer than Shchita? So we say now, b'shas Shchita, if you think for both of them, for the Arelim and for the Gemalta, it is kosher. It's only b'shas Rika that is possible. Why should I say that? The Teretz is, to lay mikva pigul elu b'zrika. The loch of Tigul is only Chal B'Shas Zrika. So Rashi explains this, real to a little Shreb Shat, but the loch of Tigul is like this. But Shem, when we see Zvachim, Tigul is that we're saying now there are four avoidas of the Kabonis. There's either the Shchita, there's either the Kabolas Adam, or else the loch, you walk with the blood to the Mizbech, and then you make the Shas Zrika. You make the Zrika. During any one of these four times, these four avoidas, if the Kohen has in mind that he's going to do an achila, shleid his manoi, it becomes pigul. Achila means either zrikas dam on the mizbeach, or else when you're going to eat the meat, or else by putting the fats agabi on mizbeach. All these three things are called achilas, either it's called achilas mizbeach, or it's called achilas odim. So b'shash shchita, you have in mind that you can do the zrika the third day, or tomorrow. That makes it pigul. Now, let's say b'shash kabbalah, you have no machshava, b'shash Halacha no machshava, and b'shas Riki had no machshava. Then the halacha is, after you finish all dalar avoidis, it's chal pigul in the korban. For pigul to be chal, you have to do all four avoidis. And all four avoidis really have to be kosher avoidis. The only thing can be wrong with it is if you think, shaleid is manai. I think now that I'm going to eat it, or I'm going to make this rika, or I'm going to burn the fats at the wrong time. If that was the only machshava you had wrong, then it's chal pigul. But let's say, b'shas shchita, you had in mind the machshavas pigul. B'shas shchita, whoever made the shchita, you thought in mind that he's going to eat the meat 3 days from now. Now, later, b'shas kabbalah, let's say the Kohen had another machshava. He had a machshava shinu bailam. He had a machshava shkoil l'shmoy. He had another machshava that passed with the korban. Then the halacha is, pigul is not chal. Pigul is only chal if really all the korbanos, all the avodas were done b'kashrus. The only thing that was wrong is only you had a machshava pigul. But if you have another machshava involved, then the korban is not pigul. That's halacha. But pigul is a real interesting halacha. Really, you did all four avodas the right way. You really made a korban. Just that since you had the wrong machshava of eat it the wrong time, you make this korban a korban of pigul. But if you have another bad machshava of a shas, one of the dalar avodas, it's not chal pigul in the korban. So the melo. When could pigul be chal? Only after you make the zrika. After you finish all dalar avoidis, and now we see that the only bad machshava he had was only a machshava of pigul, chustas manoi, then it's chal pigul. But if you would have had another machshava b'shas zrika, it wouldn't become pigul. So Rashi explains that that way means pigul is chal b'shas zrika means at the end of the zrika, then we could see and look back. Were these four avoidis done? Yes. Did what machshava you had wrong, only that you can eat it the wrong time, then it's chal pigul. So the kids are pigul is chal b'shas zrika. So therefore, zrika has a chumra to it. So therefore, that's what Chizdis for here also. That zrika makes it that if you have a machshava to make the zrika of the korban pesach lemnuya larelim and gemalta, the korban is still possible. Even though b'shas shchita you have the machshava only for both of them, it's kosher. But zrika tak is more chomer. Zrika is worse. So this is the machlokes Rav and Rav Chizda. How did dashen these two psukim? Is the pasuk saying that zrika has no machshavas oral altogether? And Rav Chizda says just the opposite. The pasuk is telling us zrika has a more of a machshava. That b'shas zrika, even if you think for both of them, still is possible. So the more maskiv lo Ravashi. Ravashi is the kasha. Mimai dahai v'chol orul kuloi mashma. What's the raya from the pasuk says v'chol orul lo yoichol boi? You're telling me that it's only posel the korban if you think 100% only for the orul. How do you know that? Dil mahai v'chol orul mashma kol du orul orlo. Maybe even if you only have a thought that just one of them is the orul. Even though you think the other 10 people that are gemalta, you think for all of them, still the korban is posel. V'chol orul means even if a koldu, even if just one of the people are an orul, also the korban is kosher. Because how do we know to make the akdamia to say that v'chol orul means only posel kuloi, but miksosi is kosher? How do you know that? V'chol orul could mean even koldu, even a little bit of the orul also posels. So Melo, this can't be shot in the drushes. This can't be the machlokes rabban or chizda. So more stuff like this. Rav Ashi learns the pshat like this. So Rav Ashi, "V'may dai v'chol orul kule mashma dil mahay v'chol orul mashma kol du orlo kosar rachmon zois." Then the Torah says, "Zois no the yad diika kul orlo loy poslo." Maybe that's pshat of two psukim. From the first pasuk, from the second pasuk of a chol oral, I would think even a miksas oral apostles. Even if you think full 10 and 5 have a meal and 5 don't, from chol oral, I would think it is pasul. Talmud loy mezois. The first pasuk says zois chukas aposach. Tell me no, that only kuloi apostles. Mashenkein loy shna v'shchita loy shna v'zrika. There should not be any difference whether you have this thought b'shas shchita, whether you have it b'shas zrika. In both cases, if you only think for the oral, the korban should be posel. But when you think for both of them, the korban should be kosher. So this is Rav Ashi's kasha. Where do you see here a machlokes rabban and chizda? How do they both learn the drasha from this posuk? This posuk, you don't see anything. You can't see from this posuk a chilip between shchita and zrika. So if Rav Ashi doesn't write, that's not the machlokes rabban and chizda. So Rav Ashi says like this. Elo Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi learns like this. Rav chizda v'rabba. The machlokes of Chizda v'Rabba, b'hai kro kemiflagi.